to present the headlines. My name is Bukwima Timothy-Jilalam. The judiciary has come under scrutiny following concerns over delayed court proceedings involving the former ruling party, the Patriotic Front, amid ongoing leadership wrangles. The Electoral Commission of Zambia SEZ has announced that it will delimitate 70 additional constituencies in a process guided by the constitution and various key factors including population size and geographical features. A high-profile general in Russia's military has been shot several times and wounded in Moscow. That ends the headline.
Diapers, soft on skin.
And we're off. It's the full house tonight. Eyes glued to every pass and every goal. Orders flying in. This is what we call playing the game. And look at that. Another goal for the business owner. When you bring the big matches to your screen, you keep your customers coming back for more. Sign up for DSTV for Business today. Keep your customers cheering. Visit dstv.com/business to get started.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax, stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Alison Carter Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
Excuse me. Give me your best mocktail, please.
Right away.
Whoa. So you mean to tell me I have to wait through all this fancy dancing just to get a good refreshing drink? Sure.
Mm-mm.
With Brothers Mocktail, there's zero drama. Pina Colada, Mojito, Strawberry Lime Crisp, Cosmo, your VIP pass to a good time. A real brother will never keep you waiting. Ready to drink, crafted to perfection.
Scrubbing till the dirt was gone. Woo! Is how I did the dishes till you came along.
Wow.
Now that you are here, sing a different song. Sparkle, dishes all day long. Sparkle, dishes all day long.
Sparkle with Boom Sparkle Plus dishwashing liquids.
What's cooking? Cooking is the process of producing safe and edible food by preparing and combining ingredients by applying heat in most cases. Carbohydrates are in two forms. We have the simple carbohydrates and then we have the complex carbohydrates.
Monday to Friday at 13:05.
From Sunday to Friday, I don't take any sugar. So, am I risking my life or I'm on the good diet?
A healthy diet through life promotes health, pregnancy outcomes, supports normal growth, development, and aging, helps to maintain a healthy body weight, and reduces the risk of chronic diseases, leading to overall health and well-being.
Diet plays a bigger role in physical activity. Actually, I think 80% of weight management is from the diet.
The diet.
Physical activity plays very little. Physical activity is good, of course, to, you know, burn out the excess. It's important to also release, emotional stress. Mm-hmm. It helps in that regard. But when it comes to weight management, when it comes to management of...
What's Cooking, Monday to Friday at 13:05 hours, only on Millennium Radio.
Lovely good afternoon to you, our dear listeners. This is Millennium Radio, the voice of development. And to those that may not be aware, those people that are not familiar, this is What's Cooking. Comes to you every weekday, that is from Monday up until Friday at 13 hours. And today I am joined by someone from CSO Sun, and we're going to have a discussion today in the studio. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon, thank you. How are you?
I'm very fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and good afternoon to our listeners.
Okay, so today we are discussing matters that CSO Sun is really, really known for, and this is aspects of nutrition. So today we are discussing the cost of poor diet. The cost of poor diets. This is what we're discussing today. So, okay. So before we get to talking about the details of the program that we have today, I would love to just get a brief of what a poor diet is. Really, what is a poor diet?
Okay, so thank you so much. So a poor diet, basically, it's a diet that doesn't offer the necessary nutrients the body needs. Or rather, it's the diet that gives out or gives the body the bad effects of the bad effects of health impact.
Okay.
Rather, yes.
Okay, so why is it important to talk about a poor diet, really? What's the importance of such discussions?
Okay, so it's important to talk about the poor diet because a poor diet is a major cause of illnesses.
Okay.
And also it's a major cause of issues to do with malnutrition, mostly it's dietary related.
Okay.
kambiri ndiye makozinza the issues to do with body illnesses and other things in the body. You'd note to say that when you talk about issues to do with malnutrition, it's also an impact that is also transferred to the child who is being carried by a mother in the womb. You would find that that child won't have the optimal growth or maybe development.